Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally I sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar, and some probably not. But they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Today we're going to be talking about I Saw Three Ships. It's a traditional English carol that's a bit puzzling. It's very catchy. It's got this joyful, upbeat melody that's been sung for literally centuries. The origin and authorship are uncertain, but it seems like, due to its odd chord progression, that it's probably pretty old. Like, it was sung by medieval minstrels and passed down to the version that we have today. It certainly would explain a bit of their poor sense of Israeli geography. Ships sailing into Bethlehem, for example, which is quite landlocked. So the lyrics describe the sighting of three ships sailing into Bethlehem on Christmas Day. And it's probably referring to the biblical story of the three wise men who visited Jesus. However, the closest body of water to Bethlehem is the Dead Sea. That's over 20 miles away. So it's likely that these ships are symbolic in nature. And now there are a couple different theories about what they are meant to symbolize. Sometimes in that time period, camels were known as the ships of the desert, which points again to the ships being camels belonging to the wise men. So the three ships of the desert, three camels come into Bethlehem. That is certainly a much more possible scenario. Though there is another, a little bit farther out there theory, that the three ships in the title actually are the three ships that supposedly brought the remains of the three kings, or the Magi, as they're sometimes called, to the Cologne Cathedral in Germany in the 12th century. So even to this day, there is a reliquary there at the Cologne Cathedral that is supposed to contain the remains of the three kings. Whether that's true or not, who knows? But that's another explanation of why there are these three ships, because there were three ships that took the remains of the three kings to their final resting place in Germany, of all places. Well, wherever it comes from, it is a very catchy little tune, and I'm going to share a little bit of it with you right now. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was in those ships all three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? What was in those ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning? Our Saviour Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Our Saviour Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day in the morning.
Thank you for listening, and may God bless us, everyone.